Blog Talk Radio.
Gregory Stories, the radio show about the life and times of Gregory Gerard, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter. Your host is Gregory Gerard, aka G Money, the self-proclaimed pimp comic, and the teacher from the streets. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard. You can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, and leave a comment. If you're an artist with original music or lyrics, just send your press kit to Gregory at bigmouthgbg@juno.com. On today's show, Gregory tells more stories from his life and takes calls from his listening audience. To listen in or join the conversation, go to blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard or call 563-999-3560. That's 563-999-3560. And now, here's your host, Gregory Gerard.
Well, a guy got up and hit a long fly ball, and the man ran to third base. And I'm like, oh, no, he's going to try to run? Oh, well, I'm ready for him. And they throw it to our shortstop. And our shortstop throws the ball, and I catch the ball, and now I'm waiting on the runner. And he's coming, and I know he's coming, and I'm ready for him, and I'm going to tag him out, and he's going to be out, and he doesn't slide. He goes to plan B, which was run me over, and he runs me over. And I tag him out, but he steps on my foot. And then I jump up and I say, ow, shit, that hurt.
I did my best, but I guess my best wasn't good enough, 'cause here we are back where we were before. Seems nothing ever changes, we're back to being strangers, wondering if we ought to stay or head on out the door. Just wrong. Just one. Can we find a way to finally I gave my all, but I think my all may have been too much. The Lord knows we're not getting anywhere. Seems we're always blowing whatever we've got going. And it seems that times with all we've got, we haven't got a prayer. Are we going wrong? Just one. Can we find a way to finally be right? Make the magic last for more than one night. Oh, we could break through it if we could just get to it just once. I want to understand why it always comes back to goodbye. Why can't we get ourselves in hand and admit to one another we're no good without each other? Take the best.
Raindrops fall, and the beauty of it all is when the sun comes shining through to make those rainbows in my mind. When I think of you sometime, and I want to spend some time with you, just the two of us. We can make it if we try. Look for love, no time for tears. Wasted water's all that is, and it don't make no flowers grow. Good things might come to those who wait, but not for those who wait too late. We gotta go for all we know. Just the two of us. We can make it if we try. Just the two of us.
Just the two of us.
Just the two. Thank you. I hear the crystal raindrops fall on the window down the hall, and it becomes the morning dew. And darling, when the morning comes and I see the morning sun, I want to be the one with you, just the two of us. We can make it if we try, just the two of us.
Reside. Think, oh, I want the girl to know, 65 is where I reside. I woke up Monday morning, rise and shine. I got dressed and went outside to my Mustang 65. That's my ride. And I rolled on. I went to Long Beach. I was walking on the strand. I saw this beautiful girl laying suntan on the sand. Ooh-wee, the girl was so fine, she blew my mind. She had yellow skin. I walked up to her, and to my surprise, I saw she had slanted eyes. Ooh-wee, the girl was so fine, she blew my mind. I asked her where she was from. She said she's from Japan. She comes to America because it's a free land. Ooh-wee, I agree with you, girl. I want to take you to South Central L.A. Walk this way to my Mustang 65. That's my ride. And we rolled on. We went to L.A., South Central L.A. I went to 65, that's where I reside. 65 is where I reside. Big O, I want the girl to know, 65 is where I reside. We walked in the house and went to the bedroom. We started acting like the bride and groom. Ooh-wee! The girl was so fine, she blew my mind. She started screaming and hollering all night long. She let me know that I couldn't do no wrong. In the morning, we rise and shine. We got up and got dressed and went outside to my Mustang 65. That's my ride. And we rode on. We went to a Japanese restaurant, and we walked in the door and went to the counter to order our food. And then I went and sat down at a booth at a table. Ooh-wee, ooh-wee, and the Asian women kind of smiled at me, and they looked and they bowed at me, and I bowed back. They bowed at me again because they knew I was the Mac. My friend brought the food to my table, and she asked me if I needed anything else. And I said, no, girl, sit down and let's eat. So we ate our food and we had a lot of fun. We talked and we laughed and we had a good time. And she said, I gotta go, cause my sister's gonna be looking for me. And I said, you're right, don't you know? So we got up and we walked outside to my Mustang 65, that's my ride, and we rode on. We went back to Long Beach, back to the Strand. I dropped her off and kissed her in the mouth, and I said, I had a good time. She said, I did too. We got to do this again real soon, and I rolled on.
Now that is a very sensitive subject.
Doctor placed you in my arms. I knew I'd meet death before I let you meet harm. Although questions arose in my mind, would I be man enough against wrong, choose right, and be standing up? From the hospital that first night, took an hour just to get the car seat in right. People driving off fast got me kind of upset. Got you home safe, placed you in your bassinet. That night, I don't think one wink I slept as I slipped out my bed to your crib. I crept, touched your head gently, felt my heart melt, cause I knew I loved you more than life itself. Into my knees, and I begged the Lord, please let me be your good daddy. All he needs, love, knowledge, discipline too. I pledge my life to you. So
just the two of us, we can make it if we try.
Just me and you, just me and you.
Just the two of us.
Every time I look at you, I think, man, a little me, just like me. Wait and see, gonna be tall, makes me laugh, cause you got your dad's ears and all. Sometimes I wonder, what you gonna be? A general, a doctor, maybe an MC. I wanna kiss you all the time, but I will test that butt when you cut out a line. True that, why you do that? I try to be a tough dad, but you be making me laugh. Crazy joy, when I see the eyes of my baby boy. I pledge to you, I will always do everything I can. Show you how to be a man. Dignity, integrity, honor, and I don't mind if you lose, long as you came with it. And you can cry, ain't no shame in it. It didn't work out with me and your mom, but your push come to shove, you was conceived in love. So if the world attacks and you slide off track, remember one fact, I got your back.
Just the two of us, we can make it if we try.
Just me and you, just me and you.
Just the two of us, you and I, yeah.
It's a full full-time job to be a good dad. You got so much more stuff than I had. I gotta study just to keep with the changing times. 101 Dalmatians on your CD-ROM. CD, I'm trying to pretend I know on my PC where that CD go. But yo, ain't nothing promised. One day I'll be gone. Feel the strife, but trust life does go on. But just in case, it's my place to impart. One day some girl's gonna break your heart. And ooh, ain't no pain like from the opposite sex. Gonna hurt bad, but don't take it out on the neck, son. Throughout life, people will make you mad, disrespect you and treat you bad. Let God deal with the things they do, cause hate in your heart will consume you too. Always tell the truth, say your prayers, hold doors, pull out chairs, easy on the swears. You're living proof that dreams come true. I love you and I'm here for you.
Just the two of us, we can make it if we try.
Just me and you, just me and you. Taking the world. Down,
step two.
Hold my hand, hold my hand. I'll be there.
Whatever you need,
woo,
just call on me.
We gon' rise.
Whatever
we
you
gon'
need,
shine.
I'll be there for you anytime. You and I.
True that, true that.
Just the two.
Woo!
Just the two.
Daddy loves you. Daddy loves you.
This is a really good song. How much am I getting paid for this, Dad?
Come. and I'll bet you wanna stay, and I guarantee I'll.
And I really, really, really. brush every night. Don't let the bad bugs bite. The ones I'm referring to. Though I'll be gone, I'll be keeping my eye on you.
Don't stay out late. Stay home and cogitate and write me a letter too. Though I'll be gone, I'll be keeping my eye on you.
May I suggest that you screen your calls and just make the best of your own four walls, and lest that flashing message light means me. And then RSVP.
Don't be surprised if roses should arrive, but first ascertain from who. No matter my grammar, I'm keeping my eye on you.
Pray to some saint, don't let any old acquaintance convince you his heart's still true. Till I get home, I'll be keeping my eye on you. May I suggest that you screen your calls and just make the best of your own four walls, and lest that flashing message light means me.
Many things while living here, we
When I was 14 years old, my mama bought me a motorcycle. And my best friend, Bernard Holloway, Bernard had a 125 Honda, and his brother had a 175 Honda. So me and my boy Bernard, we would ride up and down the street all in the neighborhood and stuff, and we used to play games. We used to see who could pop the longest wheelie. Well, my boy Bernard, he was riding a four-stroke, and his gears were long. So if he rode in first gear, he could ride the whole length of the block. In fact, a couple of times, he popped a wheelie, and he came down real quick. And I was like, ooh, I can beat that. I can beat that. And I would give it a bunch of gas and pop my clutch, and my bike would jump out from under me, and I'd fall down. And the bike would bounce down the street.
This is G Money, the Pimp Comic, and I want to invite everybody around the world to tell everybody about the radio show. Because I do sports and news. I play music in the air. I tell jokes to the listening audience. And I tell stories everywhere. I got enough material to do a three-hour movie or a 30-minute TV show. I'm Las Vegas, the entertainment promoter. And I'm telling you how it goes. But you can find me if you go to blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard. To find my radio show, it's really not hard. You can find me if you pull up 563-999-3560. That's 563-999-3560. And we're broadcasting Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday from 3 to 4:30 p.m. And I want to tell everybody around the world, we need your financial support. So go to Cash App and pull up the username, The Pimp Comic. That's THEPIMPCOMIC. And we appreciate your financial contributions to the project. Thank you.
You're listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/GregoryGerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory@BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
All right, DJ Papa D, let's play the story for my listening audience. And we'll be back for more of the show in a minute.
So, G Money has been the homeless chef, and he's been preparing stew and soup for everybody, and they've been coming through, and they've been donating money to contribute to Gregory's bill. And when G Money was going out, and he was collecting cans, he was going dumpster diving, and he'd go to Taco Bell, and he'd get the bag of burritos and the bag of tacos that were thrown out every night. And then he'd go across the street to Church's Chicken, and they would cook like 200 pieces of chicken for the day. And if they didn't sell all those chickens, all the chicken that they didn't sell, they would wrap in a bag and they would put it in a box and put that in the dumpster. So when G Money went over there to get cans, he would find the box and he'd pull the box out and it would have a big bag of chicken. And he'd have like 40 pieces of chicken. And he would take that back to his camp with him. And then he was going and doing dumpster diving at like Pizza Hut and at Domino's Pizza. And he had gone in and talked to the managers and found out that people were calling and ordering pizzas, but they weren't picking them up. So they were considered canceled orders. So he was going in, and the manager was giving him the pizzas. And it may be three or four large pizzas that were ordered, but they weren't picked up. So Pizza Hut would give him the pizzas. And then he'd go to Domino's, and he'd get three or four pizzas at Domino's, and he would take the pizzas back to the camp and feed everybody in the camp pizza. So this happened on a daily basis, especially when the soup and the stew ran out. They would get pizza to eat, and they would get burritos and tacos and chicken to eat. So my food was always available at the camp in Gregoryville. He made sure everybody ate. So that was the good thing about Gregoryville. there was always food around. And if they didn't get any food from the dumpsters or from Pizza Hut or Domino's Pizza, well, Gregory was getting money from selling his cans so he could go into the supermarket and have a box of hot dogs. I think you get 80 hot dogs in a box, and he would cook hot dogs on the grill and buy a couple of loaves of bread, and you could come get a couple of hot dogs with bread. So you would have some food to eat. So every day, the people in Gregoryville ate well. And that was the best thing about being in Gregoryville, because everybody donated to the benefit of Gregoryville. And the more people that came, bigger the homeless camp came, and people would be very happy that they were there, that they had a place to come to, and they could set up camp and have a place to sleep at night and have food to eat during the daytime. And one day we decided that we were going to have a picnic in the park, in Walnut Park. So I went to the store, G-Money went to the store, and bought a bunch of hot dogs and bought some bread and bought some chicken, and we had potato chips and corn chips and tortilla chips, and we bought some punch, and we went to the park, and we cooked the food in the barbecue grills at the park. And we found out that the light post at the park that was by the cabanas where the picnic tables were and the grills were, the lights had plugs in them. And we plugged our radio in, and the radio worked. So the plugs were hot. And somebody went and brought their TV out and plugged the TV in. So we were watching TV, and all day we were listening to the radio, and we were watching TV, and people were eating the food. It was a beautiful day. The picnic was great. And later on that night, a lot of people had gone home, and G-Money was laying on a blanket. He had brought a sleeping bag. And he was in a sleeping bag with one of his female friends. In fact, it was two girls in the sleeping bag. And one of them was asleep, but the other girl was laying there with G-Money. And they had put a blanket over them, and they were just watching TV. They were waiting for the 11 o'clock news. And they were smoking some weed. They had an aluminum pipe that they had rolled up and had put some weed in the pipe, and they were smoking the weed, and they were sitting there watching TV. And all of a sudden, two cars pulled up on the grass and rolled up on them, and they were looking like, what's going on? What are these cars doing on the grass? And it was the park patrol. It was the park rangers that were riding up on us. And they came and they gave G-Money a ticket for using the electricity in the park. because he was watching TV. They gave him a ticket because he said that he was the one that had the picnic out there, and he had invited all his friends to come and participate in the picnic. And all of a sudden, you know, people had gone home, and he was still laying there, and he had the shopping cart with the extra potato chips and the extra hot dogs and whatever wasn't cooked that day. It was sitting in the bag in the shopping cart from the store. And he tried to explain to the park rangers that they had been out there having a picnic. So how could it be illegal for them to use the plug at the park? Because they were using the plug and they were watching TV. So the park ranger gave him a ticket and he had to go to court. But that was the end of that day. And everything was everything in Gregoryville. That was another day. And that's how we lived in Gregoryville. For 3 years we lived like that.
To hear the entire story, go to storytimewithgmoney.com. That's storytimewithgmoney.com.
With the gold. you hear the next pop, the funk shall be within you.
Now I run the game, got the whole world talking. King Kunta, everybody wanna cut the legs off. King Kunta, black man taking no luck. Oh yeah, bitch, where you and I was walking. Now I run the game, got the whole world talking. King Kunta, everybody wanna cut the legs off.
I remember you was conflicted, misusing your influence.
Everybody around the world, G's Money presents a new project called Exercise and Entertainment. Facebook Live, and it'll start at 1:30 and end at 2:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. And I want you to listen to G's Money to exercise and improve your upper body strength and improve your health. And it's available to people of all ages, all around the world. We ask everybody around the world to support the project and go to Cash App and pull up the username, The Pimp Comic. And we ask that you support it financially so that we can pay the bills. I greatly appreciate your financial support, and we look forward to seeing you Monday through Friday, Facebook Live. We'll talk to you then. Thank you.
Listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
Talking to you as Reverend G. Money, because I've read in the Bible that it says if two or more people come together in my name, I will be there. Well, I hope we had more than two people praying with me so that God could be in our midst and help us get through this situation, because only God can stop this virus.
since we're not smart enough to stop it ourselves. So I want to take my platform, take my radio show, and I want to use this opportunity so that we can pray to God. I think we should have prayer, and all of the listeners can join me in prayer. And I pray that God gives me the words and the wisdom to say the right thing and gives me the knowledge to impress everybody with my wisdom and have the Holy Spirit bless me at this time. In the name of God the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, I pray to you that you come down and you dissolve this virus that's affecting everybody around the world. I ask that you stop the death and the dying, and you stop the machine guns and the killing on the planet, and you stop the burials and the wars that are going on the planet. I ask that you come in and you interrupt the devil for what he's trying to do to the earth. I ask that you stop the virus and slow down or eliminate all the deaths from the virus in the United States and around the world. I ask you, Lord, that you take control of the school district so that they do the right thing, so that kids don't go to school and infect their teachers and infect other students with the virus, the ones that have the virus, or the ones that don't even know if they have the virus, but they're going to school and being in crowded classrooms anyway. Lord, I ask you to stop all the prejudice and all the gun violence in the world, that we can stop people from killing each other, that we can interrupt all of the hate and the prejudice on the planet, that we can stop the wars on the planet, and that we can live in peace and harmony, that black and white and Asians and Mexicans and Indians can all get along, because we're all in this place together and we are living for the purpose of trying to be good citizens. And we ask that you bless us with your graces and stop all of the violence and get rid of all of the evil that the devil is presenting to the planet. And you pray for our president, because we really didn't know what we were doing when we elected Donald Trump as president. He's really turning out to be an idiot. And we need to have some real leadership in this time of pandemic affairs. So I ask you, Lord, in the name of God, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, I ask you to bless us and save us from all of the ignorance that's bestowed upon us on this planet. And I also want to pray that we get the cure for the virus. Lord Jesus, I ask you, since you are the Savior of the world, to continue to bless us and look over us and look after us as we are doing the best we can to exist on this planet together among each other. For thy is the kingdom, the power, and the glory is yours, now and forever. And in your name, I say, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Lord God on high. Amen.
was hitting that weed and it was good.
Thank you for joining Gregory Gerard on Blog Talk Radio. Gregory Stories is live on the air every Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday at 3 p.m. Las Vegas time. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard, where you can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, leave a comment, and find him on social media. If you are a talented artist with original music, send your press kit and a sample of your original music to Gregory Gerard at BigMouthGVGPromotions@gmail.com. If you're interested in becoming a sponsor, contact Gregory at BigMouthGVGPromotions@gmail.com. If you're interested in learning more about how you can help solve homelessness in Las Vegas, contact Gregory Gerard at BigMouthGVGPromotions@gmail.com. Gregory Stories is produced by Big Nasty Records, a subsidiary of Big Nasty Promotions, LLC.